Buddy and Frank Show on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Thank you for joining us this Wednesday, April 8th. Talking about toys we buy ourselves, fellas, because I think at some point we debate whether we deserve it or not. It's a waste of money. We don't want to get bitched at for buying something stupid, but we do deserve it. 7 days till taxes are due. You might already have done them and realize you're going to get a return. So that return, you can go blow on a toy, right?
Oh, yeah.
You deserve it.
It's your money.
I'm thinking about getting something, and it could be cool or it could be lame. I don't know, but it's a lot of money for something. And I want to hear what you bought yourself to make myself feel better about my toy purchase.
Okay.
I haven't done it yet, but if you can tell me what you bought yourself as a toy, just because you deserved it, and that's what guys do. 1-800-955-KLOS. Let's go to Zach. Hello, Zach.
Yeah, how are you? How's it going?
What's that toy you bought yourself?
Well, last year, I bought myself a Harley Davidson, and my girlfriend was pretty bent about it because she wanted to get a new car. So I said, okay, you know, this year I'll buy a new car. And then this year, I bought a new car, but I still didn't buy her one. I bought it for myself.
Yeah, you know why, Zach? Because you deserve it.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, brother. Let's see. Let's go to Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love you guys.
Thanks, Ed.
What'd you buy yourself as a toy because you deserve it?
Well, the stereo in my car was flickering, so I told the wifey that I was going to go get it checked out, and I ended up spending about $3,000 in swapping out all the speakers, getting subwoofers, getting a new stereo and navigation system.
So how good does my voice sound in your car? Awesome.
Oh, it sounds great, to be honest with you, but you want to know the sad thing?
What?
I hope my wife is not listening. I was, like, over it in about a week.
What, my voice or the purchase?
The purchase.
Okay, thank God.
It was kind of sad because I spent so much money on it, and I was still hyped up. And then, you know, in about a week, I was done with it.
But see, I understand what you're saying, but that's our right because we deserve it. You want to blow $3,000 on a sound system in your car? That's fine. I'm not going to be always top of mind, like the kayak thing. I might buy a kayak, and I might be in the rafters of my garage forever, but I got it because I deserve
it. Felt good at the time.
So still, I mean, don't feel bad about the purchase. There's no buyer's remorse here. I just want to see what other guys purchased, okay?
I mean, she buys Coach bags, so I say, hey, why not, right?
Yeah, right. Hell yeah, why not? Thank you, Ed. Let's go to Dylan. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Tell me about the toys you bought yourself.
We went to a 21st birthday party or celebration in Vegas and went to Yamaha Vegas and bought a new stand-up jet ski.
Yeah, yeah.
That was just impulse because you were there and you're all caught
total
up in
total impulse.
Yeah.
Complete impulse. That's most of my purchase. I actually went down to your boys at Frontier Toyota, bought a new Corolla, and then 2 weeks later bought a new four-wheel drive Tundra. So.
Well, yeah.
All within a month.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Now, is it you had an itch or you were you in a depressed mood or was this just something where it's like, you know, I want
nothing it. Nothing makes you happier than a stand-up jet ski, you know?
That's true.
Season's coming up, so yeah, and then we need the four-wheel drive to pull us out of the lake. So.
Yeah,
that's legit. That's very legit. All right, Dylan.
Yeah, that's how I tell myself it all makes sense.
thank you so much. Let's go to Josh. Josh, what toy did you buy yourself that might be cool, might be ridiculous, but you bought it anyway?
Hey, guys. I bought a hot dog cart. I came home with it, and my girlfriend was like, what the hell is this? I, like, just walked in with it.
All right, please describe this hot dog cart. Is it something that you see guys pushing, or is it a...
It's something that you see somebody pushing.
So it would be on the corner of a guy, like, in New York selling hot dogs?
That's correct.
And why did you buy that?
That's kind of cool.
I don't know. Why I used to sell at the swap meet a lot.
Oh.
And it seemed like something that I could turn around fairly quick, but I ended up having it in my house for like a little over a year, like in our kitchen.
Hot dogs every night.
You'd think, but probably not even one.
Now, did you even make hot dogs in it?
I did not. I didn't make a single hot dog with it, but it looked cool. I had the umbrella. And
how much did you spend on the hot dog cart?
In his house.
It was $300.
$300.
His umbrella. Yeah,
it was used. It had like, you know, old chips sitting in it, and I mean, it was greasy. And
did it have a picture of a smiling hot dog on the side of it, like a little hot dog guy?
No? I was the smiling hot dog sitting next to it.
Thank you, Josh. Okay, yeah, it was a spontaneous purchase, hot dog cart. That's something a guy would get, something not everybody has, conversation
right.
piece, something that you might have, a toy that you might have that your buddy might not have. All right. Oh, my God, Ralph. Tell us about the toy you bought yourself and how much you spent.
I spent 10 G's on a mountain bike that almost broke me in half, took it to the races, and ended up having the best bike out there, both the worst rider.
Oh, yeah, you really don't know how to mountain bike, and you bought a $10,000 mountain bike.
Yeah, if you were to see my legs right now, my whole body, you'll see scars everywhere, literally everywhere. I've had 22 stitches needed on my thigh, ended up ripping the back of my ligaments into my...
I mean, for a $10,000 mountain bike, that thing should be uncrashable.
Right.
Like it takes over for you so you don't drive off the cliff. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ralph. Okay, here's what I'm thinking about getting.
Yeah, okay.
It's a remote-controlled car, but like a RC car. It's a small little car. It's like a little over 2 feet long, okay? And it's awesome because it can go from 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. And it top speed's over 100 miles an hour. So this is a car that I'll have the remote control to. It can go 100 miles an
hour. Where could you possibly use
that? I don't know, but does that matter?
Aren't you in a hilly
area? Or the fact
area?
That I have this car that can go over 100 miles an hour that I can control with hand
controls.
But once
it gets 100 miles an hour away from you, you're not even able to see where it is to be able to control it.
That's my worry, is that... crap.
Where?
Well, I don't know. Did you see it? I didn't see it.
I went by too fast. It might be in those bushes.
Because I don't know if there's a place to go. Do you go to a parking lot?
Is there an RC car track?
Yeah, are there clubs? Am I lame for joining an RC car club? Here's the thing. It's so high tech. It's, like I said, 0 to 60, 2.3 seconds, hitting top speeds of more than 100 miles an hour. It's the first RC car to have a functional air management system, including a diffuser and splitter, so it can whip around the track or corners without launching off into space.
Mm.
So it'll hug and it's a smart car.
So it's like a real race car.
It could be in the Grand Prix. So it cost $700. It's badass looking. I could just get it and just put it in my garage on a shelf.
Well, no, if you're going to get it.
That thing go 100 miles an hour. People come over. Yeah, it'll go over 100.
I think you should get it.
I think I should get it.
I think you should get it, but you need to find a place. You live in a hilly area. There's no place where you live where you could even use it.
I could whip it around the cul-de-sac going 60.
Mm.
That'd be awesome.
I run over one of the neighborhood cats.
That's like I don't understand the guys who get in the remote RC plane hobby, where it's like, if you don't know, if you're a beginner, it's crash.
Right.
Okay, it's over.
Oh,
I guess
money's
I said
gone.
That's $700 that's into the ground on fire.
Or, like, because I live over,
start out with a car.
Over that way, and so I'll go to Balboa Park, and you right over there is that big field, and they're always flying. I mean, they look real. Like, you wouldn't even know. But when there's so many in the sky, I don't even know how you know, like, wait, where, which
or
one's mine?
Cross controllers with somebody else's, and all of a sudden you're controlling somebody else's
flight. Which one's mine? It's very confusing.
All right, let's go to Joshua, find out what he bought himself. Hello, Joshua.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
What toy did you buy yourself?
I bought myself an $1,800 paintball gun.
Ooh, that's steep.
That's more than a regular gun, isn't it?
It was well worth it. I go paintballing every Friday.
Where do you go?
And Hollywood Sports Park in Bellflower.
Okay, I recently started paintballing. See, I don't know what's going on with me. I got paintball. I got the mask and stuff.
Well,
I don't have the gun yet. I want to get a remote control car. What do you think about this car, Josh? Do you think I should get it? $700.
I think you should definitely get it, man, if you want it.
See, it's just kick-ass. It's just something kick-ass to have, right?
It's so kick-ass, man. Like, I would definitely do it if I had the money right now. If I didn't buy the ball gun, I'd buy that.
Thank you, Joshua. It has been confirmed. Thank you so much. Let's see. Jeremiah bought a $2,000 box that holds watches.
Oh, jeez.
Hank, but that's kick-ass. That's a guy thing.
And it probably...
His watch box.
It's $2,000.
$2,000. Hank has four of the remote control RC cars.
Ooh.
All right, Hank will tell me if I should get it or not. Hello, Hank.
What's going on, man?
Should I get this RC car?
You should definitely get them. Those things are a blast. I got four of them. The one of them I have, top speed is 85 miles an hour. The other ones do about 45 to 60, but they are a blast to run. You can run them just fine in open street, or actually I go to like the schools. After the students are out, big asphalt lot, and have a great time.
So when you get the thing up to 85 miles an hour, like Heidi said, do you just like, where the hell is it? It's gone.
Now, usually it's like really, they'll get up to 85 miles an hour before you even lose sight of them.
Yeah, because so the thing will go 0 to 60 in 2.3
miles
seconds.
An hour, and you can still see, and you'll be able to hit the brakes and turn them around and bring them right back.
All right, I'm going to get it. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, boys,
for the toy support. All right. Thank you so much. If you are looking to buy yourself something that is worth the money and a great value, it's the MyPillow.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's not really considered a toy, but once you get it, you will not sleep on anything else.
Well, those girls that were in the studio yesterday treated it a little bit like a toy.
Oh, I know.
They were whipping those MyPillows.
MyPillows on Brittany and Tiffany.
The MyPillow is awesome. It is money well spent. As a matter of fact, it's not even that much money because right now they're doing the single largest discount that they've ever done. It's buy one, get one time at MyPillow.com. Just go there, click the 2-for-1 pillow button. Don't forget to use the discount code KLOS at checkout. That's how you get the second premium MyPillow absolutely free, but you got to use the code. And the code is really cool because it gets you 50% off of every single thing on the site, bed toppers, even premium MyPillow pet pillows, all for half off. And if you don't like your MyPillow for whatever reason, you will love it, by the way. I have no doubt in my mind. But if you don't, you call them, you send it back, they give you, within 60 days, and they give you a full refund. So go to MyPillow.com, or if you want to call because you know what you want, yeah, just do that, 800-299-9358, or simply go to MyPillow.com. But don't forget the important part, and that's the discount code KLOS.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.